Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Around Our Community. Today, this is a very special episode because we are live. Well, we probably won't be live when we play this, but we are live today at the Alabama Conference of Social Work. I think the 108th meeting of the Alabama Conference of Social Work in Orange Beach. And we have Brock Sellers that is with us today, who is the president of the association. Hey, Brock, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Brock, thank you for coming on today and being a part of our conversation and giving us the opportunity just to be able to meet you and our guests, our listeners, to be able to hear who you are and to know a little bit about you and to know a little bit about the association and what it means to you and who they are. So I want to kind of start with, tell me a little bit about who you are. Brock, tell me who you are.
Well, I'm from Alabama and I've grown and raised here born and raised here in Alabama and grew up around a family of service. And so I've been around that. My parents, my dad was a social worker, and my mom's a teacher. And so we've always kind of had a heart for serving others. And so I fell into that field. And that's what I do professionally is I'm a social worker. And my experience has been really in serving children and families and child welfare, but also specializing in mental health. Live in Hoover, Alabama, and a wife and two kids, ages 13 and 11, and they're amazing. And
so have you always lived in Hoover? I mean, is that where you're originally from?
No, I'm from Gunnersville, Alabama. That's where I grew up and then went to the University of Alabama. And then we ended up marrying and settling in Hoover.
So you met your wife at the University of Alabama?
We did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Two kids.
Yeah. And so, Evan, right now I do a couple of different things. So I work in a private practice where we do counseling and neurofeedback and brain mapping, that kind of thing. So clinical services for children, families, and that kind of thing. And then I also specialize really in adoption mental health. So I do training for therapists who work with adoptive families. So my history has really been in child welfare, dealing with families who dealt with a lot of adversity, foster care and adoption situations. And so so I coordinate training and help roll that out nationally for people who are interested in working with adoptive families. So that's what I also do.
Well, that's very interesting. So talk to me about the conference here. Tell me about your role of kind of what is the Alabama Conference of Social Work? That's kind of a odd name, and I'm a little familiar with it because, you know, of course, everybody's heard on the podcast before in the past, you know, I'm a social worker. Of course, I'm on an insurance agency now, but was a social worker for many years and still have my license and a dormant field. So I'm familiar with the ACSW, but for our audience, I never talk about it. So tell us a little bit about it, because as the president, you're going to know everything about it.
Well, right. Well, we're 108 years, like you mentioned before. So back in 1916 is when social workers started to gather and to realize, you know, we really need to connect and network. And the more connected we are, the stronger we are to serve others.
And that is amazing. 1916, that this has been going on since 1916.
That's right. Yeah,
that is amazing.
And the way I see it is that social work, it's such a broad field.
Yes.
And you could completely change careers within the field of social work.
Yes. Right?
But I see social work in this community as really like the immune system of our society.
Right.
Able to fight off threat that goes on, try to help protect children, protect families, and then also the agent of healing. So and we all wear different hats. We have different roles that we play, you know. So we've got child protective services, we've got treatment centers, we've got educators to help professionals to learn more about how to be effective in their service. We've got insurance companies. We've got all the people that serve children and families that are passionate about helping children and helping adults and really our community to be living in a place of well-being, to feel safe, to be able to thrive. And so what we've noticed, and research supports it too, is that when we connect, when we're together, when we gather, we learn from each other, and it synergizes our effort. It helps us build a stronger community for the rest of our population.
Now, that is absolutely true, because this is a three-day conference, and I was here yesterday, and here today, and I'll be here tomorrow. I have walked around here, and I have made more relationships in the last 24 hours with different social workers than I think I've ever made in my entire career. I go from one place to another, and it's like-minded people, and it is fantastic. And I don't know if the others that are in my booth, being that I'm the social worker of the group, but I don't know if everybody else is making those same kind of connections in my little group, but I am with everybody in here. Mm-hmm. And it's great. And you're right. It's the like-mindedness that I share with so many different people in here. And we all are thinking in the same mindset. And it's great.
Yeah.
It's
fantastic. I mean, because we got people that maybe they specialize in working with kids, and then you have somebody else that works with the aging population, right, or somebody that focuses on health. And we've got a booth with prosthetics and, right, services there. I mean, so you name it. But if you look at it underneath, like behind the scenes, the common thread is this passion for compassion, this passion for, right, others, for serving others, and just to helping meet the need wherever that need is. So,
right,
so the scope, the landscape has changed over the years. We're continuing to evolve and to try to learn from each other and grow. This conference has grown significantly over the years. Obviously, it didn't start out with 500 some, right, people, but we have over 550 people here,
wow,
and over 50 exhibitors. And I've been coming since college. I was lucky enough to be exposed to this early,
right,
being that my father was involved and my brother. And so I've been able to come and grow relationships,
right,
with people in this community, be a part of it. Been helping as a committee and, you know, be on different groups to help support the conference. And then I rolled into this leadership position. It does rotate annually. So this is my presidential year.
Right.
And it's just been amazing. And it's a wonderful group of people to help pull all this together. There's a lot of moving parts.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun.
Well, and the conference as a whole, and kind of my, and this is my novice understanding of it, but the conference as a whole is really kind of some of the self-regulation aspect of us as a group of social workers. We kind of regulate ourselves and making sure we're making good ethical decisions and that we're making good practice decisions, making sure that we're holding each other accountable, that we're making sure we're making decisions that hold us to a license standard. And that's kind of what our conference does, is verify that the people that you see that claim to be a social worker, that are licensed, certified, stamped social workers, are true social workers, and they meet the qualifications. They've met the continuing education. Mm-hmm. They have met all the standards that a group of people have come together and said, these are the standards that are needed to be met to be a clinician.
Yeah, and to be able to do ethical work. And,
right,
and part of that is that you have to have continuing education.
Right.
And that continuing education, it also evolves and changes.
Right.
So we want every workshop to be relevant, to be interactive, to meet a need in some, right, way, but also to be new. There needs to be some new element. It doesn't need to be, oh, well, we've seen that training before or whatever. It's like, what is it that, how do we move the field along in whatever field that is? We also have over 50 students here. And
I've seen all the students.
You've seen a lot of students.
That and the professors. It's been amazing. Cause, yep, you know, my only one I attended was the one in college. I did attend the one in college. So I've been seeing the students and I've been seeing the professors. And it's amazing. The professors look, they definitely look younger than I am. Okay. And I mean, they all look really, really young. It's just amazing. It's amazing experience.
Yeah, it's neat. So you've got some people that are brand new. You've got people that have been doing this a very, very long time. And they've been coming to this conference for a very long time, and it's like a one big family. So even though we change, you know, a lot of us, we change jobs within the field, and everybody is kind of, you know, you move around and people grow and things change, but you stay connected, right? You stay connected, and then you end up being, you end up trying to think of the word, but it's like, although your roles change, you're still a family. There's still,
right,
a support mechanism. And then even though, okay, now I'm not working with this group anymore, I know about all the amazing people and the support,
right,
services available.
Well, and I got to build that during my career time that I had as a social worker with the network that I got to build in. And I still, till today, I still stay in touch with those people. And it's more regional because, you know, I spent most of my time in a regional area in South Alabama. And I still have all of those different contacts that I have, but it's been fantastic, you know, building them for the entire state. I mean, having people in Gadsden, having people in Birmingham, having people, you know, throughout the state. It's been great. And one of the things that when you talk about continuing education, the trend that I kept seeing as you go along is so much online. You can do all your education online. You can do continuing education online. You can do it. You know, they have workbooks now that you can do the education. And that's all great. And people, you don't want to take the time to be able to come to a conference and they want to do all that kind of stuff online. they are missing out. They are missing out on the point of this. I mean, this opportunity to be able to have these one-on-one discussions, I think you grow as much through that you would ever grow as you do with the continuing education. Yes, you learn a lot in the continuing education, mm-hmm. but having that peer-to-peer discussions around the room, those are phenomenal. That to me, that's a phenomenal aspect of the actual conference and attending the conference and being a part of it and engaging and being someone that's active inside of it, not just a reactive type person.
Yeah. Well, when you're doing online trading, there's a place for that. You're receiving the information, right? You're not having to engage in it in the same way. You're not having the relationships, the connections, all the other aspects.
Right.
And so, when you're waiting to go into a session, when you're standing around having coffee, when you're doing those other things, but also, when I said that it's kind of like the immune system of society.
Right.
It's also important for us as social workers to take time for ourselves to learn and to grow and to have self-care, right?
Right.
And so we've been preaching it, but as a whole, this conference is really representative of that.
Absolutely.
You know what? We have busy lives, but it's important to take the time to go walk on the beach, to be here with others, to enjoy good food and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. Brock, I know you've got another meeting that you're running to. I'm so thankful that you took just a little bit of time to spend with us, to give us a little bit of your wisdom, to jump on our podcast for our people to be able to listen to you. Thank you so much. Thank you for stopping by the table. Thank you for talking to us. And I hope to see you as
we I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me. Thank you for coming and being part of this as well. And for all you guys do to serve families and adults. And I just appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you, Roger.